June 23rd, 2018, RLRD.
Everybody, I'm ready to begin, so please stand with me and we'll
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Again, I welcome all of you, those around the table, those of you visiting with us, those of you listening in by remote. It's not streaming, I guess, but it certainly is on tape, so anyway, welcome. We'll move into looking at the minutes for May the 19th meeting, and you've had those ahead of time. Hopefully you've looked them over and can spot anything you'd like to change or alter. I'll take a moment to see if anybody has an issue with it. Otherwise, we'll just declare them as being approved as presented. All right, can I just take a quick motion then to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded.
Who was first?
Bob. All approved? Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no? All right, they are carried. The announcements, I just want to remind everybody about our July the 7th meeting, the annual meeting. The annual meeting. It's a little later. It's about a month later than what we've had it in the past. Hopefully, a good Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the fire hall. And that there should be plenty of signs around, notices, and whatnot. Are there any other announcements that all ought to hear before we move on?
That the foundation fundraiser is July 14th at 6 o'clock at Belcombe Beach.
Yep. And tickets are available from?
From me.
From you.
They're also at the, for the dinner from me and also at the marina, at R&K Marina.
Okay.
And they were sent to everybody in the mail.
Okay. Do you have any, at this point, any summary about kind of where we are? Maybe you don't know in terms of how we're doing.
The raffle tickets are coming in slowly. We're up to about 130 people for the dinner so far. Our
max of?
240.
240.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 100 short. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. And just include everybody around the table here. If you haven't got your ticket, please be sure to see the Madam Secretary who has offered to sell tickets to you. And I'm speaking to myself at this point, at this moment in time. She won't take a card. Man, she has no chip technology, so I can't pay my way this morning, but I will get to it. All right, there is a town report that's in the back of your packet, and when you have an opportunity to review what I've shared with the Canadia Town Board, it's there. Again, should be no surprises. It's kind of a summary of things, the major things that we deal with all the time. All right, let's move on. Bill, Treasurer's Report.
Any questions on the schedules I provided for the meeting?
And is there a signed copy going around?
Yes, Mary Jo has it.
All right. Made the payment on Orbanox. I think it's on there. I believe it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'd like everybody to take a look at the electric bills. We're always asking in our meetings, what are the electric bills at Belcombe Beach?
Yeah.
Give you somewhat of an idea. Right now, of course, there's very little going on there. You're just opening up the 1179. Those bills are usually fairly reasonable. And I don't think the wash station has affected it too much.
It did. It did when the bolts were removed.
Last fall.
It brought up. Yeah. We had a whopper of a bill. I can't remember what it was, but it was significant.
I've had a lot of input from the residents who were very pleased with it because they could wash that scum off their boat while it was still wet. Once that dries, it's a job to get off of there, and everybody's been really pleased. More people washed than we expected. There was a line coming out of there, but seems to be going well.
Any other questions for Bill? Issues? The schedules are in front of you. Be sure you sign them as they come around. All right, let's keep moving right along. Bob, you want to talk to us about the dam and where we are and what's happening? Anything?
I would love to. My favorite subject. Okay. Valves. We talk about valves for years. Contacting Orbinox. We were getting a little concerned about the schedule and whether we could get delivery in time for fall installation. And they responded. They have received all the material and manufacturing has started on May 29th. So the valves are being made. As Bill stated in his report, we at that point, at the time they received the material, we need to pay another 25%, that was about $98,000. So there's two payments left. There'd be a 15% after delivery, and another 5% after commissioning. So we're moving in on having them paid for. And as the board knows, but it's money we're spending out of our reserve fund, and it may be 2 to 3 years before DASNY pays us or reimburses us for that money. They have set testing for July 26th and July 27th. Al and I will be going to Spain. We have booked our flights. We're afraid we're running. We just found out about the testing dates, so we booked as soon as we could. The closer we get, the more expensive they get. It will be $2,500 per person round trip. We don't know about hotels yet because the Spaniards are setting all that up for us over there. We will fly into, we will be going to, probably not the right name, but it's Bilbao, B-I-L-B-A-O.
Bilbao.
Bilbao, yeah.
That is where their facility is. It is the northern part of Spain, close to the French border. It is a port town, city, and it's also an industrial city. That's where Orbinox is. That's where the testing will be done. We will be flying out on the 24th of July. We will get there on the 25th. Testing of the first valve is the 26th. Testing of the second valve is the 27th. They have asked us to stay a day or two more in case there's any issues. We'll have a meeting on the 28th to go over any concerns we have and sign off on the valves. You remember, it's in our contract that we must go, we must witness the test facility, witness the valves being tested, and then sign off on them before they ship.
Bob, can I just interrupt you and just ask, have you given any consideration at all, whether we need to or not, to have anybody from Hatch go with, a third person? Have you decided that that would be...
Yeah, we don't think we need it with Al being the engineer,
right.
And Pete Rodriguez, who was our lead person at Hatch on the valves, will be available by conference. And today, with all the video and... We don't think that it's, and that would be, it's a good question, but it would be very expensive.
And I'm assuming that, I know that Al is a PE, and therefore has he kept that current in retirement?
Yeah, I believe so.
To be sure that if he's going to sign something, we need to have a professional engineer's...
Yeah, but I think they're looking for my signature more than anybody else. They're looking for the owners to sign off on this. Now, that doesn't mean we have signed away any rights. They still, that's why there's 5% at commissioning. In other words, they're here, they're operating, they're installed, so we still have warranties and things. But what it is, they don't want to ship them here, because that's a long ways away and a lot of money, and sure. get them here, and then we have something that they could tweak or adjust while they're there.
And that's fine. I'm just looking at the bigger picture about any issues that may be down the road. We can say, well, yeah, I know you guys signed for that, but he's not really an engineer, and therefore it really doesn't, you know, I'm just, no offense to you, I don't mean to be disparaging, but I'm just trying to be sure we are
covering our bases.
Yeah, covering the bases.
Yeah, no, that's a good concern and a good...
Okay.
We weighed it. We didn't think it would be necessary. And remember, you're not only going to pay another $2,500 plus meals and hotel, but you're going to pay his engineering costs, fees for all the way over and all the way back and all the time you're there.
Right.
Could easily be $20,000 to have him go.
Now, and I recognize that. I guess I'm just trying to look. If that's the cost of doing business, then you have to do it.
But. Yeah, if we felt it was extremely necessary, but we've been involved in every aspect of this, drawings and the whole thing all the way through, and Al has had to be involved in that every step of the way, along with
I know he has.
Hatch and Orbanox. So we feel comfortable that.
Okay. All right.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Oh, one thing I want to point out to the board, that we had no choice on the dates. We tried to get it moved up. You can't move them back because they closed the month of August. This testing is going on now at that time so that they can have the last few days of the month to package and ship. And if we go past that date, then they don't ship until September.
Which,
and then that puts us in jeopardy of being able to put them in this year. The dates were not good for myself or Al. Al shares his cottage with other family members. That was his week at the lake with his family. So he has given that up because we both felt this is more important. In my case, I'm a little more flexible, but if somebody runs against me, that's the last week of the election and a rather critical time. So again, we thought if something happens, I don't, not reelected, at least we got the battles on the way before I go out of office. So, with that, Bill, we need to be ready. We need to have 15% transferred and ready to send out with the bank, because we only have a couple of days. In other words,
it's already ready.
Yeah, Bob, but ready. I mean with the bank.
Yeah, it's ready. But it's liquidated and it's ready. It's very easy to get at.
It says, and some of that time may be weekend, so we would need it. I will call you to let you know they're approved. It says in there that upon the 15% is paid upon shipping. No, before shipping.
Before shipping.
So after we've viewed it and okayed it, then the 15%, but they don't ship it until they get the 15%. But we've only got a couple of days there. We're meeting 27th, 28th, 29th.
Well, just for everybody's, the money is wired.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't send them a check. The money is wired, so it happens that day.
It happens quick. So I just want to make sure we're prepared. I don't want to have it any reason why it goes into August and
I understand.
Are any of those days on a weekend?
They're running close to the weekend.
The 28th is the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question about.
So he probably 29th. We might even know. Well, no, we won't know till the 28th. So that's what I mean. Monday is when.
Yeah.
When we'd have to transfer.
I have a question. Do you anticipate any questions from them on installation? How I mean, are they bringing a representative to be there while they're being installed? Or,
oh, yeah. Yep.
So they're going to have their own representative there?
Yep. And we've set that up way back when we met with them last fall. And the reason we had them here is so we had their input, their engineers. We knew what we wanted to do with our engineers and our people. But we wanted to make sure they're on board with everything we were doing and any suggestions, changes, and they were very pleased with the way we were doing it, felt it would work well, they could build them that way, and okay. So they will be back
okay.
Insulation for their own security.
Okay.
They need to know that they're being installed properly,
properly.
So that, right. For warranty purposes.
Correct.
So they will.
Now, one other thing, you and I have to sit down after this trip is over with to start to project where we're going to be.
Yeah, we've already started that. Al and I have been working on that this last week for exactly the same thing you just brought up. While we're there, if some questions come up, we have a better handle on the installation.
Okay.
Most of that we've already been through. We've already what you're interested in, we need to assign some dollars, more dollars to it.
Well, I've done some projecting on my own, just numbers that I put down on a piece of paper. They might not even be correct, just so I can understand the CDs and where we are on the CD, so I can yep. cash them in and that type of thing. So we have two CDs. I think we're okay right now. We have two CDs that are coming due September 25th, two separate ones. So I think we're okay, but I still would like to know, because of the other projects we're going to schedule for 2018, more mortar work, possibility of security system going in. I mean, we really need to know, are we going to have enough money, you know? Because I think we're really getting to that point, so.
Don't tell me we're running out of money, because I'm going to keep spending.
I'm out.
Well, then we better hope this fundraiser is a good one.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, right. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Bill has a good point. We are, valves are not the only thing we're involved in. And
I'm not concerned. I think we got that covered. It's the other stuff I want to make sure.
Yeah.
There's some of those things we probably could put off if we can't fund them.
Yes. Any questions, more questions on the valves or where we're at, what we're doing? Anybody out there, all these folks in the audience, any questions out there? Mountain climber, Nick Dalsworth, will be here to work with us on July 2nd. We will have him, as you remember, one of the projects we've been working on for quite a while now. Is dropping the electric lines. We keep making progress. We got more trees removed up above. When we did the rock stabilization and the equipment, Bobby's equipment was there, we took down two more trees that were a little iffy around the wires, very iffy around the wires. And our electrician he wouldn't like me to say this, but is 74 years old. I do not want him running conduit down the side of that cliff. And so I'm going to have our mountain climber run the conduit for us, and then our electrician will take it from there. Also, we have some vegetation grown back on the side of the dam. It was 2015 when we did that. Not a lot, it's not too bad, but I think it's wise for us to have it taken off of there before it gets out of hand. Where now it's a small job,
right.
And I think if we can keep
going back.
Maintaining that at a low dollar, we won't get into a major expense. It is a concern with New York State Dam Safety, So I've talked to Nick about doing that while he's here. The electric work on the new building is coming along. The new service is in, the power for it. And they have started getting wires and boxes and things inside the building. We decided to run the power off from the power for the dam. We have a panel at the top of the bank. The reason we did that is so we don't pay another meter bill. If we had a separate meter on there, we'd have minimum charge there all the time, year round, and it's one more bill for us. So that's moving along. So not to confuse people, we have two electrical projects going. The one is to drop the electric lines that feed the dam, the main power. The other is the electrical work for the new building. We have heard back from the insurance company. If you remember, we had damage to the equipment we rented on the road to build the road. They have, we've been going back and forth negotiating. They have agreed to pay the, $7,400 or $7,900. I think it was $7,400. Minus a $750 deductible. They wanted four deductibles, and I got them whittled down to three. Their adjuster felt that there was a number of accidents. There could have been another one where was a little dent or something like that, but in his mind there was. Every time it had to have backed into or hit four times. But what really happened, I said, you know, you ever watch these guys run these things? They don't do one thing at a time. You know this, Rocky. When they're backing up, they're swinging around, the blade is coming up, they're doing all this stuff at once. So if you backed into something, you're spinning around, you would hit more than one area. So they wanted, I think it was a $250 deductible times four, and I got them down to three. That's the best we could do. So the damage will cost the district $750 rather than $7,400.
Good, thank you.
If you remember, a couple of years ago when we started the mortar work on the dam, we had problems with the previous contractor. All of his equipment was still in the building at the dam, and we needed to get it out of there. We had Joe Miller write letters, we made phone calls, we tried everything. Nobody knew nothing. And so we got the town of Rushford, which we want to thank, to store most of it at the town barns for us. Well, lo and behold, Bonnie gets a phone call. She calls me. Since 2011, the guy called and said, "Can I pick my equipment up?"
It's the son.
It was the brother.
Oh, the brother.
It was
okay.
The brother.
We sold it. We needed money.
Yeah. I said, "Well," he said, "probably you've thrown it out. There's nothing there." I said, "Well, believe it or not, I can't tell you if everything's there, but we saved most of it." And he said, "Well, when can I get it?" I said, "As soon as possible. We're tired of tripping over it."
And our rental fee will be in the mail.
Yeah, right. Since 2011.
Well, his brother had Alzheimer's. That's what happened.
The brother has Alzheimer's and doesn't know anything. I'm not sure how they connected it was there. I don't know how.
I called the son five times.
I know.
And told him.
I asked Bill way back then, because he knew the folks, if he could help us with it, and he called them and nothing. But last Wednesday, we met them, and we picked up the scaffolding at the dam, and we picked up all the parts. He was very happy. He was very surprised it was that much there, because it's a very expensive equipment. But they have their equipment. I thought we were going to use it. I figured that what would happen is the town would get tired of tripping over it and we'd have to throw it away. But they have, after 2011 now, picked up their equipment. So please make sure the minutes show that last Wednesday it was picked up. I'll have to get you his name. I've forgotten his name. We have started working with our contractor for our concrete and mortar work to get things organized for the fall. If you remember, the board has budgeted $75,000. Last year we budgeted $75,000 and we ran out of weather and it was $60,000 that we spent. And the reason we're doing this is so we can control. We'd love it if we could drop the lake, bring a big crew in, do it all at once, get it out of the way. But we don't have a $750,000 to spend on that. And so we're stretching it over time, doing what we can each year. The dam has been repaired, all 650 feet across, down 30 feet. This fall, we hope to, and we got a lot of things going this fall, all at once. With the valves, the level of the lake's gonna be an issue. I've called Allegheny County twice, have not connected with them. They have not returned my call to work out with them.
The Whitewater.
Whitewater for their rescue. For their rescue training. The previous years, we were able to work it with the contractor and the timing to give them, drop the lake a foot and give them enough whitewater for their testing. We hope to be able to do it again, but there is going to be a little more juggling this year between the water level we need to work on the pillars underneath the building. That's one of our prime objectives this fall. And then the difference between dropping it down to where the contractor needs it to continue mortar work below 30 feet, and then having the lake low enough to take the valves out. So we got a lot of things mixing together here. We may not pull them all off. We may come into a conflict. Weather's gonna be a big part of it. We get a very rainy, wet fall with heavy rains. We're gonna be.
So you're talking just not mortar work. You're also gonna go after those beams that are underneath the.
Yeah.
Okay. Start there.
Yeah, we start there. What we're working on now is with Al and Hatch and the contractor, how are we gonna do that? Where it is, they need to box it in, and we gotta add re-rod. It's not an easy fix. You can't take them out and work on them. So, but my concern is we're past the tipping point. You've heard me say a number of times referring to the dam, we have a number of things we have to work on. But they haven't reached the tipping point yet of either no return or the cost becomes exorbitant. You know, in your own driveway or a little corner of the house, you go, man, that needs a little work. I need to get at that. And 2 years later, you haven't done it, and then it's looking pretty bad, and you get somebody, well, that's all rotted out. The foundation's cracked. Now you need to make a major repair. Well, that's where we are on these pillars. When you get to the point where rusted re-rod is showing through and big chunks of concrete are coming off, that's bad. And they're at the point where they're repairable, but soon they will be to the point where it's going to be very expensive, or we're into coming up with some other way of holding the walkway up and the building up. So it is our intent to try to get that done. What I've told the contractor is, because we don't know yet what that costs. I'm trying to get not a bid, but an estimate so that we know whether if this is $40,000, then we have the balance to work on more. When we get to $75,000, will this take the whole $75,000? We don't know that yet. That's what we're working on right now and getting organized so we're ready to go in the fall. There will be, I apologize, but there will be an early drawdown October 1st again this year. And probably, depending on what we find further down, maybe another couple of years. But it's necessary. We are finding things that are at that tipping point, and down 40 feet, we didn't find bricks missing, but we found areas where they will be missing. No mortar around a big section, bricks are just there, and so we need to deal with it before it gets serious. What else is left here? You mentioned dam awareness meetings. The signs will be going out soon. Right now we've got the signs that we have used, had them stored up in my attic at the cottage. We're changing the dates on them right now, and they will be out soon.
We should contact the fire department to see if they'll put it on their sign. I'll have to call him.
Thank you. You might have better luck than I.
Well, he'll have to call Charlie Bliss, because Charlie's in charge of the keys.
I know, in the last 2 years, he didn't put it up there.
I know. He might not this year.
When I talked to fire department, well, he puts it up when he feels like it.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll have to call him.
Thank you. That would be good.
Taxpayers are paying for that sign, aren't they?
Yeah, they did last I knew.
Taxpayers are paying for that sign.
I understand that, but the keeper of the keys.
Questions?
All right, any other questions are on the table? I'm ready to move on. Thank you for that report, and I'm happy to know that that was one of the questions I was going to ask you in terms of the testing at Orbanox and what the timing is, and you're down the road ahead of me on that, so I'm happy to see that you're doing that. All right, thank you. Let's move along then, and we have a number of consent items that are listed here, and before we go into those, let me just suggest, I think we can do this by acclamation here, consent that we move Sikorsky out of the consent items and just put it under line items there out of respect for the fact that Bill is on the board and we want to just deal with it separately and not have it kind of get buried in the consent items. But not that there's anything going to change about that other than just let the record show that we dealt with it that way. And there may be one or possibly two recusals in that vote, but we'll deal with it when we get there. So let's remove Sikorsky from the list. I haven't counted them all up. How many are there? Are there
about Sikorsky's or 15?
15, okay, 15 here. And as always, just for clarification, all of these have been visited by the DOC committee, and this is 100% agreement by DOC committee members to put them on the consent items. They've met all the requirements.
Yeah, four of us went out for inspections on the 15th of June.
Did I hear Bonnie went?
Bonnie went.
By boat? Did you get on the lake?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. We went on jets.
Well, my boat, which not the same as being with Dan driving, as we found out early. It's not fun with Dan looking at you over the shoulder as you drive.
Is he giving you directions?
Let me bring us back here to the consent items.
My document ability.
I have a question.
Yeah.
On Brisky. Do they have a 500 square foot house there?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually very new.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure if it was moved in yet or not.
No, there are a lot of them, but honestly, it's one of the easier inspections we've had. Not really any issues with the consent item. Okay, everybody's in compliance. All the requests are reasonable. Okay, something that I feel the district has no problem with approving.
I'll make a motion we approve the consent items.
Is there a second?
I'll second them.
All right, take just a moment. Any other questions or issues? Should skim down through them. We operate on a trust basis here. We don't all go, but I'm happy to have you guys do that. I'm happy to see that Bonnie is now added to the, well, at least for that day, added to the committee.
Was it a sunny day?
There you go. All right, all in favor of approving the consent items, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? All right. Let's deal with the Sikorsky since that's down there first. Is there anything about Sikorsky's situation? I don't know, Bill, if you have anything you want to say about this, but
It's just, I gotta move my dish over because I used to have it mounted on the dock we tore out. And actually, it didn't matter anyway because it fell over last week in the windstorm. So it went down anyway because I just had it temporarily kind of hold there. Well, it didn't hold up very well, so.
All right.
So anyway, I just gotta move it over. And right now, I got my lines because I can only get a signal down on the lake. So I got my lines strung up, but all the trees, Chad knows, they're all ashes, they're all dying. The limbs keep falling, taking my wires down, so I'm gonna bring them up underground in a conduit once I move it over.
Okay. Any other questions about that?
I'm gonna recuse myself.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. In favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. With two abstentions, 3-0. All right, Carlucci Keating.
Yeah, I'm gonna question, the district just writes them a letter regarding they need an updated septic inspection before we allow a permit. Besides that, everything down below 1450 is according to district policy. What they're asking for is definitely, you know, permittable just because of our septic policy. Just had them write a letter stating that upon receiving a current inspection, they'll receive a permit
just
to proceed.
Check it.
That's okay.
Okay, and actually this is it's important that we mention this here while we're talking about it, just because it came up before, and that is when there's a line item and we talk about it and there are exceptions, that is, yes, we think it's going to happen once you get approved. Is the letter essentially the approval subject to that? Or do they come back and ultimately get on our schedule again? We don't typically do it that way, do we?
No, usually the letter is the approval upon receiving.
Okay, okay. And the letter says that, so they would have that,
yes,
as a way of saying, okay. All right, good. Any other questions of Chad about this? And would you write that letter, or is that,
yeah,
is that the plan? Okay.
Goodbye, I'll take care of this on Tuesday.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve based on Chad's letter.
I'll second it.
All right. Hearing no other discussion, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. All right, it's approved. Just kind of blowing quickly through the committee reports. Communication-wise, is probably a time for me to mention that this week I was asked, actually several weeks ago, but it happened this week on Thursday, I was asked to represent the RLRD at the Leadership Allegheny Training. I don't know if you're familiar with that program in the county. I think there were 17 or so folks who go through a year-long training process by selection, and there's a wonderful group of folks. We actually did it in the legislative chambers in Belmont. And I was the representative of the municipality known as the RLRD, and we had a mayor of Wellsville there. We had Judy Hopkins, a county legislator, talking to these folks about kind of the nature of our enterprises and what we do and what we lose sleep about at night and what's been happening lately. And it was a very wonderful hour and a half discussion. So I just wanted you to be aware that happened. Nothing comes out of it. There's no, obviously, any action or whatever, but I wanted you to be aware that I was representing
this group. So. That's a positive thing in a lot of levels. And one of the things we've been trying to do is to make the county more aware of the benefits of Rushford Lake and our dam, and that feeds that. That fits right into that.
It does, and because both Judy and Phil Stockton are among two of the 14 legislators, they have a good sense of what we're about, and that helps to change that general thinking in the legislature about, you know, those fat cats up there, they don't need our money kind of a thing, and I think it's a real plus. And we've mentioned, too, that Kier Derlin has also represented as well, the county planner, at reports that he's given to the legislature. And that it was helpful. It was interesting afterward because the folks who are the 17 folks participating in this particular program, happens every year. It's by application and selection. But these are entrepreneurs, people who own businesses, people who work in county services, people work in educational services. It's an interesting group of folk. And many of them had no idea why I was there sitting alongside a county legislator and a mayor. And I had to, you know, explain, well, we are a municipality. Oh, really? You know, I thought it was just a lake. It sits there, we drive by it. And so it was helpful for raising the awareness of a number of people. And even Judy Hopkins said, boy, I learned something. Didn't realize, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I tried to represent us in a way that helped people understand that that we are an important engine and economic driver in the community and always need their goodwill and help. So I think we made some
their money.
We made some points with some of those folks there.
They didn't write a check, though, did they?
They didn't write a check. No. It's in the mail.
Say they made a check either.
All right.
How long have they been meeting? How long have they been around?
Oh, I can remember a friend of mine went through it more than 10 years ago. So it's, you know, multiple years.
Isn't it amazing? This is the first time we've ever heard of it.
We've ever heard of it.
Really?
Thank you for doing it.
Oh,
were
no,
you invited?
Fine. I was. John Hilshire. Again, I know his parents in Houghton, but lives in Houghton, and he's the director of this program. And it was actually begun by a couple of people at the college a few years ago. And again, it's I don't know how to describe it. There's no graduation from it, but it's kind of a training. I wish I had a better handle on how to describe it, but it's kind of a training program where these folks go through and are exposed to a wide array of things, what's going on. I think the hope is these people will find themselves sitting on boards like this or find themselves involved in school politics and boards and whatnot. But it's designed, it's good, called Leadership Allegheny, in trying to encourage people. And, you know, there were no gray hairs there. I was clearly,
well, good.
Should have been,
I mean,
there, father of most all of them. They're all in their 20s and 30s. And so these are up and coming and a nice mix of private and public employees across the county.
Good.
Yeah. So anyway, having said that, I just thought that was the place perhaps I should have mentioned it in my announcements, but this is the communication report. Finance Committee, is there anything that...
The committee itself is not meeting, but the foundation, we have a foundation meeting on Tuesday, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's really, you know, so the focus is all about the foundation and the gala and raising money and...
Right. The details of making that happen, I'm hoping.
Yes.
Okay. Right, Rules Committee, we don't have a current meeting scheduled, do we?
No, you have to do that. Did you want me to go over some of the things we addressed?
Yes, let me also just mention, and maybe in talking about discussion here in some future meeting, do we need to have one more meeting prior to the 7th?
I think we should.
To be sure we have all our ducks in a row. I mean, if I'm going to do the PowerPoint for, you know, what's going to be discussed there, I'd like to know what those things are. We touched on that in our last meeting, but
yeah.
I don't know that we have a final.
You're ready for me to start emailing pictures?
I'll take them whenever you can, okay. Yes.
The 5th is not good for me.
Oh, it's not, I'll be gone, yeah.
Does that meeting happen next week? Could it happen next week?
26 is out for
me. Yeah, 26, we have a foundation meeting on the 26th.
27 or 28?
28 is out for me. That's a Thursday.
Yes.
I could do the 27th.
27th's okay for me.
Okay for me.
Works for me. Anybody else?
Bill?
Bill?
I'm good.
27th. That's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday the 27th. 6:30 downstairs.
I couldn't make that meeting. But yeah. Do you want my PowerPoint done by then, or?
No.
Or you already went over it.
We went over yours at the last meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
I think we're fine with that.
Okay.
Unless you want to...
I can't be
there. Add something or not.
That's fine. Okay. Rules.
6:30.
That doesn't show up.
6:30.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, holding things up here, trying to get my phone to June 27. Okay. All right, and the only thing I guess, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't finish what you wanted to talk with about rules.
Oh, well, some of the issues that we discussed at the rules meeting was a private individual who had been given permission to build a dock, did a beautiful job building his dock, well then went for final inspection, everything's fine, beautiful dock, well then after that he installed a shed. So I guess you discussed.
Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, hi there, okay.
He'll be here for new business.
Okay, all right, I didn't know who that was. Okay, then another issue that was presented, a landowner who has removed their 500 square foot dwelling from the property and has not rebuilt.
And provided no plan for rebuilding.
Yeah.
And we were asking for that, yeah.
We have a private individual who has asked the commission if he could build a dock in the fishing area. We did not approve that. And then again, Daryl and Bob were going over issues and schedule for, and Bill for the dam awareness meeting. And those are pretty much what were discussed.
Do you mind at the end of my presentation if I make a comment about the gate? Is that taboo?
If you make a comment or you want to make it?
I'd like to, yeah.
I think there's no reason why you couldn't.
I just would like to make a comment about it.
Very public, it's very much on everybody's minds. Helpful to do whatever we can to make sure that people.
Unless you think it's too controversial, I can certainly keep.
Well, it's all over email.
It's the time and the place to talk about it. People have questions about that.
That's what the meeting is for.
Yeah, got it.
Legal, just to mention that I had a meeting with counsel with Bob and Bill and I about some non-litigation issues. They're legal issues, but nothing to do with any current, because there is no current litigation going on. But there are a number of things that we did talk about. Without getting into them now, I just wanted you to be aware that we had that meeting a week ago Wednesday. So we're not aware of any old business, and we'll move along. Mr. Denico, I guess, is here. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay,
good. Thank you. Chad, why don't you help us know where you two have been in contact about this? I don't know where we stand with it.
Yeah, Mike, about Dan and Tina Rass, cottage on Route 49. He received a dock license. Then he received permission and permits to build a new double deck dock. Okay, and underneath the dock, he will park his boat. So that was completed. We did a final inspection on it a couple weeks later. It was brought to my attention that there was a shed built on the dock underneath where the boat is. From there, I called Mike, told him about the district's policies, not allowed to have a shed. We brought it to the rules committee meeting. The ideas came about where, number one, you can take the doors off the shed, which we've had allow people in the past to do, open it up where you can see inside. And we had that happen, I think, on two other occasions. And people have done that. They left the structure of the building up, but there's no doors. It's wide open. Second idea came around where you can actually, because of where he's located, you could possibly move up 10 feet above the 1450 because he has a very long staircase. Maybe build a platform and put the shed above the 1450. Okay, that idea came too. I talked to Mike about those two ideas. I thought it might be a good idea if he came to today's board meeting to discuss it with the commissioners. I think he might have some pictures or some ideas, and that's where we currently are.
Well, can we just turn to you and just help us understand?
And thank you for the invite. I certainly appreciate the time. I recognize several faces from the landowners meeting that we had at the right across the street from my house at the Conservation Club. And Chad, you've been a tremendous help, and Bonnie, right? I know I've rung your phone several times with a lot of questions. I'm a new owner on the lake. We just closed in December, and we're real excited. We love it here. And right now, we're just weekend warriors, if you will. We try to come up every weekend. And
where do you live, Mike?
8730 County Road 49.
No, but you drive in from?
East Amherst.
Yeah. Okay, buffer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also, we go, we're snowbirds, so we do go to Florida in the winters, which is nice. But we did construct the dock, and I called several times with a lot of questions because it was new to me. We've never done this. We've never had a lake home, never owned a boat, didn't know the process, and I just really didn't want to do anything wrong. And obviously I did, with apologies of, and I know ignorance is not an excuse, but I didn't know that you could not. I had spoken with someone and they said anything under 100 square feet would have been fine. It's a 32 square foot shed, it's 4x8. We do keep our skis and our life jackets, boat equipment, chairs for on top of the upper part of our dock. We don't like to leave those out just for weather or what have you, if they blow off or what have you. But so we try to keep what we need down by the water, and that's the purpose of, that was the purpose of the shed. As Chad mentioned, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but we have 104 steps and it's pretty much vertical climb. So we try to minimize up and down, and we're feeling that as we go through the process. But so I'm really here to show some pictures of what we constructed. It's not an obstruction of view for anyone. It's right against the wall, if you will, because I call it a wall. I've taken some side views of behind the shed to lift it 10 feet. I'm not even sure how I would ever be able to do that with the ground that's behind it and keep it safe. So I'm asking if there's any variance that's ever given for that. Of course, I'll do whatever I'm instructed to do here, but just the challenge of going up and down these stairs with equipment every day, chairs every day, it's challenging enough without anything in your hands, let alone with, you know, all that. And we wouldn't be able to make it in one trip, so it would be several trips up and down. I did bring
you have some something pictures. To show us? Yeah, yes. We'd be happy to look at it.
And I don't know if we want to start right here and move them around or where.
Sure, if that's fine.
Where you'll see as you flip through, that's the actual shed. And then the very last one I do show our client. Of course, I'm willing to, and I even was trying to think of ideas that would help if it's a visual impairment that's the concern. I would even have someone come down and paint trees on it to make it blend into the hill, you know, just so it wasn't, and I, of course, have to stain it yet and, you know, try to make it invisible. I show some of the supplies that we have in the shed, and some of the angles there, you'll see the back wall, the wall behind it is a challenge to move that up.
One of our concerns, and it's not aside from being a regulation, but one of our concerns is flooding. When people put sheds on their dock and they got valuable equipment in there, and then we do get
high water
instances where we can't let out as much water as coming in, and we flood. And we down last year we had a pretty mean flood right there at that creek. And when you go over, the water will go over the docks, and we're concerned about people having stuff stored in there, and that's one of the reasons for the regulation.
Well, once Chad contacted me, of course, I didn't put anything. My plan was to have racks in there and have everything off of the ground as well, just because I do see that even the splashing of the water against the dock causes some moisture to come up onto the dock. So I understand that.
And just to respond to your 100 square foot, who gave you that information, was correct, except that's a town regulation and a state regulation. That's not a lake regulation. That's not, it's two different sheds. That's what would be, you don't need a permit to build under 100 square feet up by your house. That's a town regulation.
And again, my ignorance to it is not an excuse. I haven't seen the bylaws of the lake. I'd like to get a copy of that. It's probably online, I would assume.
It is, so
I can read through for any future, because I have run their phones several times. Just just to say, am I doing the right thing here? So it's not a devious, it wasn't a devious thing that I was trying to, no ill will was intended here by putting it down. It was strictly a convenience factor for us.
And we have no ill will to you. We understand there are new folks who come in and they're learning the kind of the lay of the land and how things function around here. And it is, again, nothing personal to you, but we're sure. Just trying to figure out how best to not set a dangerous and precedent that somehow is just going to be misused by other people. And so I'm always balancing those kinds of things, Mike. So.
What other suggestion
reason
was
that regulation is, because there was concern years ago that some of the people were using sheds as outhouses. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't want to hike back up there to cottage, you know, more over on the road, over on the trails over there and that. And that's why that whole shed issue kind of
sure.
started.
We have no intent.
Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah. But just so you know, yes. That's one of the things that drove this shed issue a long time ago, so.
Wasn't a chest type another suggestion? Where it's not higher than 3 feet.
It is within the guidelines, and that would yeah. be helpful. I could just go to the website.
That would be helpful for you.
If you and you know the difference between, well, let me say, it's the Rush River Lake Recreation District.org, not .com.
Okay.
.com is another website that somebody has abandoned 3 or 4 years ago, nevertheless, it is not the official one, but it's the Rush River Lake Recreation District.org. And then in the far left, you'll see a listing there of a bunch of links, and it does say policies guide, and it'll be clear to you how to get to it from there.
Okay, so thank you.
It's about 29 pages if you ever wanted to download it, but it's easy enough to look at online.
Okay, thank you.
And in there, it does what you're referring to, that you can have something that is 36 by 36 by 36. It may be hard to get a set of skis,
yeah.
unless they're fold-up skis, into a locker like that.
Or a tube,
yeah.
which 99% of the people have.
Yes, that's right.
Our regulation for him of allowing the shed but having it open kind of defeats the purpose of his shed. I mean, he wants his stuff protected and from somebody stealing it or damaging it and not leaving it on the docks and things to be blown away or flooded away. So I don't see that as a reasonable option for him.
And it is clearly a piece of property which is a very small percentage of the landowners would have the problem that you have.
Yeah.
They have some kind of a flat land that wouldn't be far away to be able to put something in. So I just call attention to that, and we're trying to, on the one hand, recognize that there are, limits and guidelines that we ask people to abide by, but we also recognize there may be exceptions that need to be made. So what other input do you have, either questions of Mike or...
Would you be willing to put a window in it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever is required of me, I will do.
As Bill said, one of our concerns is people using it as a bathroom. And not, you've stated you have no interest in that.
Yeah.
But other residents on the lake bring that point up. It's a closed up shed, and are you watching it? If you had a window, Chad's down there doing other inspections, or the dock committee could take a peek in there and make sure that there was no porta potty in there,
sure,
like
absolutely,
that.
Yes.
Would that be something you would be okay
absolutely.
With?
And just you can tell me the dimensions of the window that you would want, and that's what I would put in.
It's big enough so you can peek through it.
You know, it's the one, I mean, I've been up and down the stairs probably half a dozen times in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's rough.
And I need both arms. I mean, it's not just, you know, walking down the stairs. You miss one, you're going down.
Yeah,
100 or so feet on your rear end. I mean, so I...
And you don't want to be carrying a lot of stuff.
I can't imagine, I can't imagine forgetting something. Getting down again on your boat and say, hey, you know...
Sunglasses.
We're doing rock, paper, scissors. Who's going back up?
Do you smoke?
Know?
No, I don't.
Is a good man? Could you quit after that?
But I have a cell phone, and I've often forgotten down there, so...
Yeah, that's the climb.
Any other input to this discussion? It's a niggling issue. I can understand the problem.
A Well, I've often been an advocate for our rules don't fit everybody on the lake. They don't fit every area, and I think this is obviously one. I would be leaning towards allowing him to have the shed with a window so we could occasionally inspect it. It's not blocking anybody's view. I looked at it going by in the boat. If you don't look close, you don't even see it, really. And I don't think it's necessary to paint flowers on it unless you want them on there.
Make it blend into that.
Paint it green and no one will see it.
It kind of blends in with the boat house.
Camouflage.
Paint it green, no one will see it.
Well, given this, are we ready for a motion of some kind?
I will make the motion that, under the circumstances, even though he broke the rules, that we allow him to keep the shed there with a window so that it can be
monitored. Is there a support?
I'll second.
Yeah, this is one of those darned if you do, darned if you don't things.
I'm sure we're going to hear some heat about it, but in that situation. The other thing I was thinking is possibly putting it on the upper deck, but then we have less chance of looking in there anyway, but you couldn't really use it as a porta potty if it's up on the upper deck. You know,
but
we're looking at it,
more,
we're going to get some complaints, so that, yeah, I mean, that's, more you know.
Yeah, it's more visible,
and
a little
so
more
you know,
in the way.
And so you know, we're new here, we had a couple of years with a big brouhaha about sheds. This was a very heated issue on the lake. So, just so you know the history, a little bit of how we're doing our thinking here. Mm-hmm.
If I remember that situation with the bathroom facilities in the shed, I don't think there even was bathroom facilities. I think they were going in a 5-gallon pail and they were dumping it down there by the lake. It was even something even as gross as that was going on. I don't think they had a bathroom facility that they were...
No, that's what was the issue, was using it and then dumping in the lake. That was the issue.
Yeah. So it was an ugly situation.
Sure, I understand that,
So we have a
especially
motion.
Especially if you wanted to swim
next
to that.
Oh. Is there any stomach for encouraging Mike to paint the shed? Greenish, brownish? Make it disappear a little bit?
If he's so inclined.
Yeah. All right. We'll not make it a part of it, but Mike's here.
Don't forget the paintbrush when you go down.
Yeah. you hear our concerns, Mike, and again, we're trying not to be two-faced, but we're also trying to be Solomon here to figure out how to split the baby and to satisfy everybody's needs here. So, that being the case, we have a motion to approve, and we have a second. Is there any other discussion or input?
Are you going to state the size of the window, or is
that Mike was asking about that. Is the window, is that a particular issue or concern?
3-foot square.
3-foot square?
That sound reasonable. 2-foot square.
That's a little
square.
Big. I'd say 2 by 3, maybe.
What do you have, 2 doors on there, or one?
One door.
One door? Mm-hmm. How big is the door?
The door is probably 5 by 6.
Oh,
well,
right. 2 by 2
window, 2 by 2.
Yeah, 2 by 2 is big enough.
Yeah, I would think so.
And no shades and no drapes on it.
Yes, right.
And don't, big
and
light shine.
If your flower, don't paint the window.
No, it'll be brown or green.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Should we have stated in the motion it's an exception because of the location?
Yes, that's fine.
I would think yes.
And I think we need something in there. It's just
May I just have some language for you? Just add his motion. You can agree or disagree, and the seconder as well. But again, I had to look at it, I guess. But due to the exceptional
difficult
topography, if you want to use that word, of the situation, including the cliff that's right up against the cliff. We decided to allow the variance to
occur, or something along those lines.
Can I make another suggestion?
Yes, that's fine.
I think rules should maybe redo that rule.
And
say that there are areas in the lake.
I was sitting here thinking the exact same thing.
Topic for rules?
We need to readdress that.
You know, I was thinking for safety reasons alone, just with the walking. You know, if he had, there's a few people with trams, I would say it's a different situation. If he had a tram where you can actually carry things up and down safely. But like I said, I've been up there a number of times, and it's very dangerous if you have just one hand on a rail.
I can't imagine carrying one of them big tubes.
Well, the other thing is you've got people on the lake that maybe are 300 feet from the shoreline.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not on a hill or anything, but they're 300 feet. I owned a place on Ryan Road, and I was 200 feet from the lake. So, I mean, there's...
Some of
so
whom can take a four-wheeler and
all of that
haul stuff down. All right, we have a... We've kind of partially voted. Let's back up here and say we have the motion, and the motion includes the situation relative to the topography and the safety of the situation, of the location, and, you know, based on that... We are making the following recommendation, and the motion is to approve that. The second's been there. Now, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. It is carried, 5-0. Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You hear our concerns, and trust that you'll follow through with that.
Absolutely.
Yep, your pictures are there.
Thank you.
All righty.
I would say I've seen many boats go by and go.
Yeah, there's a few places along there, around the lake like that that think, holy cow.
Your neighbors all put trams in.
Yeah, I know they did. When you mentioned the trams, I thought, well, a $200 window or a $40,000 tram.
Yeah. Well, actually, Sis, we're across the lake from you, and when Sisson's tram is going, we can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
At night? Oh, yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah. And before we move on, Mike, let me just welcome you again to the
thank
lake.
You so I know much. That, thank you.
Some of the folks around the table here have been on this lake for 50, 60, 70 years. Others of you are new, and we're always happy to welcome you to the lake.
Thank you.
And hopefully you can enjoy that, and we'll have a warm and pleasant summer for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, having said that, I wanted to talk about open forum, although I will be asking just a couple of minutes for executive session motion to deal with the personnel issues. So are there things... We lost some of the folks who were started here. I don't know whether they left. The Briskies, I think, were here.
Maybe they got a phone call.
They were on the consent items.
Oh, they
items.
Just were checking their
tickets. Okay, just be sure.
So. Mr. Chairman, before you move into executive session, I'd like to discuss the voting for just a second. Have we lined up workers? Marissa Papagelis, who has worked couple of years before, is willing to work at the voting booth that day. I don't know if we've lined up
have you had a chance to
people.
Talk with Steph?
Stephanie's coming after the meeting today, and
okay.
Then she's going
to come and take me.
Yes, so we'll get that. And perhaps if you have a name, you can pass it.
Probably Julie Walters, because Julie usually works it too. Oh, you know what? She's going to be gone. She's going to
be gone.
Yes, they have a boat thing to do. So we'll have to find somebody else.
My mother-in-law does My mother-in-law usually does it too.
Yeah.
I think she's here.
Okay.
Becky. I think.
Becky.
Yeah,
Becky Baines.
That'd be nice if she
could. So I'm just bringing up the point the board needs to, because I believe we have to approve them.
Mm-hmm.
We've usually voted to approve the voting inspectors.
We'll be meeting on the 14th, and we can do it then.
Yeah.
We need three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this first time through, and we've asked Steph to kind of help Bonnie walk through the several little things. It's not terribly complicated, but there are certain things that need to be touched, bases to touch.
I think you need counters, too, at the end of the evening.
They need,
tellers.
They need, I think there's two counters.
Right.
And they cannot be the...
The inspectors,
right.
So today's the 23rd. Whoever's going to run against you has to have their petition in by the 30th, I believe?
No.
28th.
30
days.
Okay, that's even better.
Yep.
Well, one thing, we're in open forum, right?
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing, I got a call, and I think Scott Walters may discuss this with you a little bit about the boat launch. and possibly looking, and I said, you know, this ain't gonna happen anytime soon, but I just want to get it in the record. He said that with all the kayakers now, it's getting crazy down there, because they're all trying to launch where the boats are launching, and a couple of them almost got run over last weekend because they don't, the guy's backing the trailer down, they're not paying attention, and, you know, the boats are coming in and out. And he just said, as a board, maybe we should be looking to make an area down there where they could walk their kayaks in away from the boats.
I agree with that. In fact, having done some kayaking on the canal, there were, the Erie Canal, I know that there are nice places where you can get into your and out of your kayak without without the fear of tipping over. And I don't know whether one area might be, for example, where we have our other dock. That
that's what I was
last
thinking.
Year. It's way around the other side, the parking over there. We don't have any food truck this year, so there's no traffic. And I don't know if anybody's been using that dock. I don't know what they use it for. But certainly that area, and I don't mean to suggest you get into your kayak from that dock. That would be tough to do. But build something, maybe have somebody design some kind of a walk down where you can put the kayak in and sit in it and move on from there. And actually, it could be just a very low-level dock.
We do have a road there now that we put in for the
saw that.
That could be used to back their trailers and unload rather than unload.
People have been using that dock for kayaks. They have been.
The one we put in?
Yeah, they sit there and they slide them down the grass because it's nice and shallow right there. It's probably only about a foot deep or so when you step on.
Well, and that's what I was thinking over in that area somewhere, you know.
It's shallow over there for people.
You make signs.
Would there be a sign? Yeah, a sign that says, you know, canoe, dock, launch area or something like this right on the tree. Put it right beside the tree.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
And our inspectors, our...
The lake attendants, stewards can...
Make sure that kayaks go that way and boats go the other way.
Do you do all, like, all non... motored boats, even sailboats?
No, well, that's...
Well, sailboats typically need to be backed in at the launch.
Yeah.
I mean, most kayakers, they're on their, either on their roof or sticking out of their truck.
Think for a moment, what implications negatively would there be for doing this? Can you think of any?
You know, I could get, in the future, although we aren't going, it appears we are not going to have a food truck and ice cream place this year. It was, appears to be sold. But the people who bought it, I don't think intended our area, or they bought it to go to the fairs or whatever. So it doesn't look like we're going to have one. But there could be in the future something come up, and that dock is reserved. So maybe then we would have to build a kayak dock or something like that in that area and put that
the other side
in the
of
food.
The sheriff's boat or something. Yeah.
But a sign on that tree, the lonely tree that's right there, with an arrow to the right toward that dock, would do the job now. It'd be easy to change that if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we did have a food truck there, I don't know if that dock ever got used so much that it would be really interfering with early morning kayakers or...
It wouldn't be that, but in there were times we pulled up there to get an ice cream. There were four party boats waiting, on each side and two out
stacked
there waiting.
Out. Yeah. Right. I saw that too.
So it did get used, but... But I think we could deal with that
down the road
if we get somebody to come back. And
unfortunately, some of it's just common sense. You have to wait your turn to get it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Some people are lacking with that.
Some people buy their
Scott kayak. Said, like, they see the guy backing their boat in, and they keep paddling right into them, you know, and if you're backing a boat up, you can't see, you know, you can see a little bit back there, but you don't know they're back there. Like you said, the one guy almost got crushed by the trailer, and, you know, that opens us up a little bit too, you know.
So if we had a sign near that tree or on the tree and made sure that our lake stewards just spotted those and say you can pull right over there and launch right over there. We prefer that you not launch down in the launch area.
What if they refuse and they say, no, I'm going to launch at the boat launch? Because I'm just telling you that's going to happen 50% of the time, just like the people who want to park their car right there by the launch.
We have there.
Well,
bring them up. And
until that becomes a real problem, it seems to me if someone were to say to them, we have a special place right over there if you don't launch your kayak, and we prefer that you do that so that you're not hurt and we're not in the way, I can't imagine more than 5% of people would stub their nose at that. I just, it's hard to imagine.
I think we should, you know, just try it. If they're having a lot, you'll know right away if they're having problems.
You know, I had those two picnic tables down there, which I'm going to remove this week, because what's happening, the launch on Saturday, like today, this weekend won't be bad, but I counted the other day, we had 30 just people without boats, 30 people just picnicking, gas grills, hanging out, kayaks, and of course you add a bunch of kids with kayaks, then all of a sudden we're standing in the water, now we're swimming, and it really gets to the point where
it's a party.
I become a,
yeah.
You know, I become, you see me walk and I can just imagine what they're saying about me, because I'm like, all right, you know, because that's how it is.
That's what the public beach is for.
And they don't want to go to a public beach because, you know, it's nice grass, they can, you know, it's a nice view of the main part of the lake, so.
Well, they have to realize that it's a balance there, but it is the launch area, and it's the only launch area on the lake that St. John launch.
So. Is it too much to ask for a sign, you have to kind of think about what it should say, that, you know, points to kayak, canoe, launch, swimming prohibited, and maybe too many words, something like that, that would just indicate, again, it reinforces what we say on the other side of the Dauphin Beach near the launch that says no swimming there. So.
Well, it protects you in case Bill's suggestion, somebody on a kayak gets hurt by
maybe the trailer would say for your safety.
It gets a prop in the mouth.
you had.
And also, I think a lot of the problem with people on the kayaks, if they launch there, I think the sign also needs to say launch and take out. You know, where they take their kayak out so that they don't try to go up on the concrete ramp. Because if they're in the lake and they're coming up, that's where you have the problem.
I'm hoping they'd park over there, right next to where they'd launch, and they'd want to come out there. But
yeah, but I mean, I just designated kayak launch and takeout spot. You know,
I could easily see for the future, and again, I've seen this in different lakes that I paddle on, where you've got a very low-lying floating dock.
Yeah, with the rollers
and
on it.
It moves with. Well, I'm just thinking it's horizontal, not perpendicular to the shore. So you can get down onto it, get your canoe or kayak there, and slip into it, and you know, you're talking about 6 inches. So the thing would float just at the water level. And then when it goes up and down, it's not gonna get overrun. It would be kind of a floating, you know, on post perhaps, that's gonna slide. And that's the way that they do it at the canal, for example, and other places but that I've experienced. Seems to me is significant enough if we're making this kind of physical change that we ought to have a motion to let the record show that we've had this discussion. Help me understand if you think we can do this from open forum, or should we kind of go back into session here, technically speaking, and take a motion?
Probably go back into
forum. Yeah. Before we do that then, is there anything of open forum that wants to come from the floor? All right, having said that, let's move back into regular session, and I'll entertain a motion in just a moment for two things. One, the executive session, but first of all, this issue. Does someone want to frame a motion for the record?
Go for it, Bill. I'll second it.
Okay. I make a motion that we post a sign over near the existing docks that it's for canoes and kayak access and takeout, and I don't know. Let me pose this: should we also have a sign over at the main launch that access is restricted
direct
there?
I think so.
Just restricted
access
for boats, right?
I don't understand access is restricted.
Put it there. This launch site is for power boats. Sailboats only, or something like that. So there's two signs up.
When you mentioned, can I just add, just because, you know, near the sheriff's dock, probably is the most clear place.
Right.
If you say the dock for the food truck, some
yep.
people wouldn't know, but and the sign would be posted near
the sheriff's dock.
Yeah, just to help identify where that is. With swimming prohibited?
With swimming prohibited.
And we'll just kind of see how that works out. We won't do anything physical right now, but in the future, we may want to build a little special dock.
Well, that's
designed
what
for it.
I said. You'd have to look at that in the fall anyway when the water's down. You
right.
can't do anything now
that's
anyway.
Right.
So.
Put the barge over on their dock.
Put the barge where?
Well, where the barge is right now is your floater.
It is.
It goes up
yeah.
and down.
Yeah.
Put the barge over on the other dock we built, and there you go.
And you got people.
The only thing there is I don't know if the
sheriff
would be comfortable
yeah.
with everybody going out on
he's
that
got his. They've got their solar panel there and everything. I don't know if he wants people messing around
we have
with
a
that.
Camera on it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but you know what? For the time being, I think, let's see how
let's experiment
works.
With this and
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Right. I mean, you might find out
that
the kayakers
okay.
like it.
Yeah.
You know, because then they don't have to contend with power boats and
right.
all the trailers
right.
and everything.
It's certainly a quieter part of the lake, too. You don't get that boat chop.
Right.
It's going to be more
right.
difficult.
That's
all right, we have a motion and a second. Is it clear, Bonnie, for you
I
what that motion is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, clear it up for us.
A lot of signage going on here.
Yeah. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no?
No.
All right, it is carried. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion for adjourning to executive session. We'll do that downstairs in the office.
I move we go into executive session for personnel reasons.
I'll second.
Second. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll just mention that we're not expecting any kind of a motion to come out of executive session. And so for those of you who are here, probably no need to wait for a half hour or so for that. So
thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.